I didn't show you my shirt that I have on.
For everybody at home, they don't know.
It looks like you're Razzle Dazzle. Give her the old Razzle Dazzle.
Yeah, and it's Rasputin.
It is Rasputin. That's great. From so far, it looked like from where I'm sitting, it looked like you were you joined like a biker gang. Like I just see the top rocker. So. Yeah. So I didn't know.
Yeah. No.
I didn't know what was going on with you.
Nope. Give him the old Razzle Dazzle.
You got the tattoo. You got the beard. And you know, some people could call that hair.
I don't know what's how, what
questionable.
Do you mean by that?
I was like, you know, like maybe it was a, you know, if you mess it up a little bit, you could look like a scruffy ass biker.
Oh, I got like a thing. This is helmet hair.
Yeah.
I only wear that stupid fucking thing because the state makes me. Yeah.
Just on state roads.
We should cross state lines.
We should start a biker gang, just for like
with
mountain bikes. Well, we
start our own bike club.
Well, but yeah, but like a bicycle club.
Sure.
You know, we both have mountain bikes.
Yep.
We're not gonna wear helmets. We're born free.
Fucked up, man. You know.
We could get like we could get patches made up and like all those weird little accoutrement patches they have like. Mm-hmm. You know, like born free, and you could be like sergeant at arms, and we could do all kinds of shit like that. We could recruit other people on the bike path.
I was trying to trim Finn's nails today, and I fucked up.
Like, would you hit a vein or something?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh yeah, yeah. That's like exactly what happened.
Oh.
Yeah.
How do you take
it? So he actually didn't. Say he didn't do anything.
Hey.
Yeah. But he bled fucking
sure did.
But he seems to be fine.
Have you seen these dog hammocks where you hang them?
No.
So they're like these like claws you put in a doorway. So one goes on one side of the door, the other one goes on the other side of the door. And then it comes down like this and it attaches like these ropes that are attached to like a burlap bag that's got four holes. So you put your dog in the bag.
I have the internet here. I could probably look this up.
Yeah,
right?
you put your dog in the bag so its paws stick out of the holes and it can't freak out, and then you trim its nails.
Oh,
while it's
I see what you're saying.
Yeah. So it's like hanging.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, maybe we should do that.
I mean, it seems like a foolproof thing. They really can't do anything. They can't get any traction. And they're in
right, the... they literally can't do anything.
No. And the ones I saw, like, their heads are in the bag. It's like, they're in the bag, so they can't, like, nip.
Right. Oh, no shit. That's not a bad idea. I don't know. I think I'm just going to go with have the groomer do it.
Yeah.
So.
Just pull them out. If you pull them out, then, you know, you start at the root. It takes longer to grow back. Just
right,
grab just, a hold of them and just yank one by one. Yeah.
Pull hard.
Yeah, like Vietnam torture. So, we don't post on time. No one's ever accused us of being a timely, news-oriented podcast.
Right. Oh, they're so punctual over there at Hard On Podcast.
Yeah. So, like, I think the last episode we talked about the Packers game, and at this point that was probably a month ago.
No, I think you'd be pleasantly surprised that this episode will get up in a timely fashion.
But there's, like, two before that, right? Or one before that?
There's only one right now.
All
right,
okay.
I think we're okay. I think this might go up Super Bowl week.
Oh, okay.
This episode. Or like the week before. Like, I don't know. It might go up the end of this week. Who knows?
Who knows? Bed Bath & Beyond. All right, so so this happened a while back, but it's worth talking about because I wanted to get your take on this. And you had no idea this even happened. Actor, Armie Hammer.
Yeah, you were telling me about this as we started, and I was like, whoa, 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 I don't know anything about this. I want you to tell me about it.
Yeah. So this guy, this actor, Armie Hammer, he's a good-looking gentleman. He's a good-looking lad.
Sure.
Came out a few weeks ago that he's got some emotional issues here. Dude might be a cannibal is really what they're saying.
Okay, yeah, might be into some shit.
I mean, that's next level, and I'm not, you know, I don't kink shame anybody or whatever, but apparently what happened was dude was sending text messages out to, you know, his girlfriends, his ladies. I don't know. I don't know what you call them anymore. His lovers, if it was 1971.
Like he's in a harem?
His casual partners. Well, it seems like that might be on the table as well. But he was sending out some pretty questionable text messages. And I'm going to read a couple to you and get your take on them. All right?
Okay. I'm ready.
Okay. So this is Army 2. His...
For anybody who doesn't know this guy, you said he was in Social Network. He was in... Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was I think he played the Winklevoss twins in Social Network.
Look up. Do you think he got paid twice? Like, how does that work, right?
I think he got paid twice. I mean, I would.
Yeah, be like, whoa, you want me playing two roles? Two clowns?
Two clowns.
All
right, hang on. I'm actually going to bore everybody and tell you what else he's in. Call Me By Your Name. All right, Army. Social Network. Wow, which was already in 2010. God damn, that's...
The movie's 10 years old now?
Can you believe 11? Let's see. Hotel Mumbai, Sorry to Bother You, Home Shopper, Cars 3, Call Me By Your Name, Mine, Nocturnal Animals, Birth of a Nation, The Man from...
Oh, this is what he's been in.
Yeah, Entourage, The Lone Ranger, The Simpsons, J. Edgar Hoover, The Last Hurrah, Reaper, Gossip Girl, Desperate Housewives, Veronica Mars, Arrested Development. He's been in some stuff.
Sure. So keeps himself busy.
He does. So my boy sends the following text message.
You want to call him your boy? You okay with that?
I do.
Okay.
All right. You just live to obey me and be my slave. I will own you. That's my soul, my brain, my spirit, my body. Would you come and be my property until you die? If I wanted to cut off one of your toes and keep it with me in my pocket so I always have a piece of you in my possession... That's not grammatically strong. I am 100% a cannibal. I want to eat you. I need to drink your blood. I decided when you eat, when you sleep, when you shit, when you use the bathroom, everything. What? Oh, I decide when you eat.
So, yeah.
Yeah. You don't get to think about anything except for what I say. I feel like the same way you are on one side of the slave spectrum, I am on the other side of the master spectrum. And I can't ever imagine another slave. I don't even want one. I would never feel as strongly. You're mine, I'm yours, no matter what happens. And we've tested it to the extremes. All right. So, I mean, like, that stuff is a little like, you know, he's got some like master slave stuff happening.
Which is actually pretty,
pretty common.
Standard issue when it comes to people's kinks and shit.
Absolutely.
But I guess the question comes down to has this stuff been consented to?
No. Apparently
that's the question.
The girl came out and said, like, yeah, this guy's a monster and this has been happening for a long time. He's got actual issues. So his ex-wife came out and said that Army had asked her to wait, hang on a second here. Courtney Vucevic claimed Hammer was emotionally abusive and wanted to eat her flesh, resulting in her getting treatment for PTSD after they split. Paige Lorenz also made these claims that he branded her, left her covered in bruises, and wanted to remove and eat one of her ribs.
God damn. Yeah, that's not a kink. That's a crime.
I think in this is one of those weird places where it subverts criminal and just becomes like I don't know, concerning on a deeper level. Like, it's a crime to, like, you know, to blame.
Well, it's a crime to perform those acts.
But I mean, it's just so, it feels like it's so much more than a crime. Like, this is like a crime against humanity. This is like a crime in the same way mustard gas is a crime. This is...
Okay, this yeah. Is like, a whole different level, yeah. Yeah. Just a complete disregard for human life.
It's a crime to steal a Snickers bar.
Sure, yeah. Asking, it's unfair. It's unfair to call, like, your common thief a criminal when this would also be considered criminal.
Yeah. Dude wanted to have his girlfriend remove a rib so he could eat it. Like, he's at the Sizzler. he responded.
In
light of these visions.
He responded by saying, whoever said that, I want to eat your lungs.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what he said, so I don't even need to comment any further.
Which is something I feel like you never hear about. The lungs are actually fantastic.
You don't start with the ribs. You know, you start with the soft tissue. Like when they find an old person who died at home alone and the cat's like eating their cheeks and ears and stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm. You have to get pretty far for them to be gnawing on a femur in the corner.
You got to, yeah. They got to be there.
You got to get through some shit. What do you think is the easiest... What do you think is the easiest thing to eat from a human?
Cheeks.
Like, first time out the gate.
Cheeks.
If you're doing this, cheeks, is that what you said?
Yeah, 100%.
So you slice off a cheek.
But you gotta say that someone has, like, you know, I'm a fat-faced cherub. So you would,
like,
you would
jowl
start, you would start with me. You would start with my cheeks, yes. I wouldn't do that for, like, I don't know, Neil Brennan, or I don't know, someone is a little bonier.
A fucking Neil Brennan. yeah, I know, I get that. Okay.
Yeah, cheeks.
Yeah, it's like a nice meaty cheek.
Yep.
You think that's phase one?
I think that cheeks and earlobes, I think, would be phase one.
Something you could theoretically remove,
yep,
without much mayhem.
Yeah,
throughout the room.
Exactly, and then I think maybe next would be, like, I don't know, the butt.
Right, yeah. So we're talking like maybe like fingers, like chicken fingers. You know what I'm saying? Like
not a lot of meat on those, though. You know, like that's
no, but you got to eat it like chicken wings.
God, that's grisly work just to get the little bit of.
That's what I'm saying, though. So you got to figure out if you're committed. We are in no way, shape, or form condoning cannibalism, but we're saying hypothetical.
If this was like an alive
completely
situation,
hypothetical.
If you were in the Andes Mountains with your soccer team, who half were perished in the plane crash, what would you eat first?
Right, to stay alive.
First, yes. The original title of that movie was Putrid Sustenance, but. Didn't perform well with the focus groups.
Wasn't there another movie too? Like, there was Alive and there was another one.
It feels
right?
like
there
they really nailed it with that first one. I don't know why they'd have to make the other version.
Why would you? I'm not saying like, oh, okay, another. Yeah, I was gonna say not like a sequel.
Right.
Just a bunch of dead bodies,
yeah,
for an hour and a half.
Or just the guys who ate them just waking up. Oh my God. You know, just their PTSD.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Cheeks makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, you start with the cheeks.
See, but you just got me thinking.
Uh-huh.
When you said, like, survival, stuff like that, and I took a weird jump in my head.
Okay.
I want to get back to this guy. But, like, do you think that zombie apocalypse movies make it seem a lot worse than it would be in real life if it were to happen?
Do I think the movies make it worse? Ooh.
Like, do you think realistically, say, all of a sudden, like, if we compare it to, like, The Walking Dead, in the world of The Walking Dead,
yeah,
we learn that everyone's infected with this thing that for some reason, when people die, they come back to life. We're not talking about dead bodies coming up out of graves. We're talking about the people who die starting, like, today.
Mm-hmm.
They all come back to life as zombies.
Okay.
Do you really think it would be like an apocalyptic type event? I don't think it would be, is where I'm going with this.
Okay, explain to me why you wouldn't think it would be, because I feel like everybody does a really good job of explaining why it would be narratively.
Right, well, I'm
pieces.
Saying I don't think it would be nearly as bad. Like, so if I'm using The Walking Dead as an example of things going the other way.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there are plenty of zombie movies out there and TV shows and things like that. But I'm just saying, if we had to pick a version of what we're considering to be reality in this case, I don't think it would get to that point. Like, okay, like one person, it would have to start with, I mean, it would be happening throughout the world, probably. Let's even assume that. Like, this would be happening in hospitals. This would be happening in people's homes,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
100%. But at what point does the National Guard and the Army come in and just be like, oh, there's a pocket of them over here. There's a pocket of them over here. We'll quarantine them. And I don't know. It just seems, I know it's fiction. I'm just saying, though, like, I think people assume that if zombies were a real thing, it would be an actual problem. And I don't think it would be.
You know, just now, when you were saying that from upstairs, I could hear the National Weather Alert tone.
That's hilarious.
And when, so I just got so irrationally scared. That's funny. Because, you know, in my head, it's just like, it's happening. It's all, because why not? I mean, it's been a hell of a year. Why not?
It would kind of make perfect sense. I thought it would be aliens, but zombies is on brand for this year.
Yeah, we don't know.
This past year, so I'll take it.
We don't know. Maybe like a year out from when people die of this terrible virus, they reanimate.
COVID is the zombie disease.
We don't know. And now there's 450,000 more than... we get a surplus of zombies.
Sure, we have extra zombies.
Well, look, to tie it back into to get to your point and to tie it back into current events, I feel like, yeah, I would have thought that we would have been able to handle this current problem fairly handily. Like, all right, everybody just stay inside for 3 weeks, maybe. Take the next week, go to the store, get your stuff, and then we'll all just dig in, and it'll all be over soon. Just everybody hang out.
So you think people would refuse to accept the fact that their friends and family are zombies?
Yeah, I think people would not only refuse to, maybe they wouldn't be able to refute that it was, that they were zombies, but they would refute that they were dangerous. And,
right.
And it would be the same thing. Like, yeah, I know some of them are problematic.
Like, yeah, I know he took a snap at Johnny, but like, I really think he's, you know, he just likes to party, and we're going to come hang out. We're just going to hang out at the house. Like,
most of them are bad. Most of them are deadly, but there have been cases where it's not that big a deal. And like, look, guys, my dad's cool. Like, we party with him all the time. He's
super
fine.
Cool.
Everything is.
Are you telling me to kill my dad
again?
You're telling me to kill my father.
Yeah.
That's what people would be saying. They'd be like, I'm not doing that. And people like you and me would be running around just like, we'd be at like the grocery store.
Kill your father. You kill your father.
But he'd be there with his father.
Yeah.
He'd have his dad like,
hey,
in the cart, like pushing him around the store.
Like jaws like, falling off. Like,
yeah. And he'd be like taking like bites at people and be like, no, he's fine. You guys are ridiculous.
Yeah.
This is a hoax.
Don't come at me with your liberal agenda. Fucking.
Oh my God. Zombie Trump told me this was fine.
Yeah. Yeah, we've proved that we're a lot dumber when it's clearly in our best interest to not to act together. I feel, yeah. So a year ago, I would have said, oh yeah, man, you're right. We drop a bunch of napalm on every cemetery, and we get ahead of the problem, and we'd be able to clean up these pockets of the Walking Dead. But no, I think we'd lose. I think we're the dumbest nation in the world. So I feel like we would.
You think every other country would be fine?
Yeah. Yeah. I think it would play out exactly as this had. There would be a big spike, and there would be a lot of, like, you know, zombie, multiplying zombies, because, you know, obviously like one dead person eats a couple of live people, there's more zombies. So there'd be some of that. But I think like other civilized countries.
Yeah. There'd be people walking around with fucking zombie bites on. They're like, yeah, I got bit, but it's not.
Yeah. It's fine.
It's fine. Yeah. Like, I don't know what...
You know, yeah. You know Pence got bit, right? That's what I heard, but he always looks like that. No, I'm telling you. There was a pitcher, and he sat down, and, like, his pants came up by his socks, and there was two holes. And everybody's saying, now he's releasing the press release. He's saying that's not it. And that, you know, blah, blah, blah. But, yeah, that's exactly... It would be this nightmare, and there would be no stopping it. And it would just come down to... And it would just come down to total stupidity. And then there'd be like the Russian aspect of it, where like all these Russian trolls were on like Twitter and shit going like
4chan.
Yeah, going like, yeah, you know, the zombies, you know, whatever, if I can fill in the blanks. And then so all these redneck idiots who live in like shanty towns in like Alabama are taken to Facebook and sharing that information because it's all just a giant plot to like murder us with our own stupidity. And that's how it would go. I would be looking into the yellow eyes of a rotting corpse who was eating my face because my neighbor's a moron. Yeah.
Yes. And this is truly how you feel?
Yeah. I don't have any faith in this at all. No, I think when this is all over, dude, I feel like Nike should only release Velcro sneakers in the United States.
It's a miracle people can tie their shoes.
It's
don't get me wrong.
A miracle.
I could see even if like if they released, okay, so let's say for the past, I don't know, forever, they only released Velcro shoes, and then they released shoes with laces. You know, nobody would buy shoes with laces.
No.
Why would you?
Why do I want these? I don't want these.
But
extra work.
I don't know what point I was going to make. I'm going to say this to you right now and to everybody listening to this. I downed this thing and I really shouldn't have.
Oh, God.
And
all right. Listen, Nikki Six, you had a beer. Relax. You're fine.
Dude, I know. That's what's fucking pathetic is that it was one beer and it's a fucking 10% pint. I'm a child, man. I haven't been drinking, though.
Yeah, that's good. The thing. How's that going?
It's been good. I lost 8 pounds.
Did you really?
Yeah.
From not boozing?
I changed my diet. So I've been dieting, too.
Oh, yeah. What's that? What's that like?
I know we're going way off.
That's fine. Basic. No, eating people, myself, you eating salads, like, it's all the same.
I told myself over the weekend I would drink a little bit and I'd give myself a treat. But now that I haven't been drinking, this shit's hitting me.
All right. So tell me about the diet. What's...
So, despite my appearance, I am not a middle-aged woman, and I started doing Weight Watchers.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
It's not called Weight Watchers anymore. It's called
WW. Yeah, James Corden told you that. Kevin Smith started doing that
wabada,
shit.
Wabada, right? Wabada. Yeah.
Yeah. And
points-based system. How many points do you get?
I get 36 a day.
Okay.
That I'm allowed to eat. And I lost fucking 8 pounds.
That's ridiculous.
In the past week and a half.
That's great.
Yeah, no, I fucking blew it this weekend because I gave myself like a relaxation day or two. But I'll get back on it tomorrow. I'm feeling pretty good.
That's good shit.
I don't mean get back on it like the way other people say, like, oh, no, I'm going to get back. No, like I feel good about it. I'll get back on it tomorrow.
That's good.
I'm not worried about it.
That's great. So it's just like what? Smaller portions or how's
portions
that?
Are my problem, man. Portions are my because I can eat a lot in one sitting. I'll eat something healthy or like relatively healthy, but I'll eat a lot of it. And now I don't mean like broccoli. I mean, I don't know, like pasta is not unhealthy, but if you eat a shit ton of pasta, it's very unhealthy. Or like I'll eat like a sandwich, but I'll eat like a fucking foot long sandwich. Mm-hmm. I'll eat the whole, you know what I mean? So it's portion control, man. Or like mac and cheese, like things like that, that are like carbs and fatty and things like salty. Mm. Like I'll eat a lot of it. That's the problem. Like, so this is portion control. It's the cool thing about, and this is not an ad for WW.
It's a little bit like an ad for WW.
It sounds a little bit like it, but if they want to reach out and they don't mind a podcast that tells dick jokes, I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
Heard
a podcast.
It's brought to you. I can like Weight so.
It's a match made in heaven.
So I can scan shit.
Oh yeah.
It has the barcode reader, and I can like scan shit, and I can be like, oh, I shouldn't be eating this, even if I think it's something. That's fine. So yeah,
keeping track of your shit. What about the beer? Because you like beer. You're a beer guy.
I do. That's the problem. This is the first. This is the first beer I've had in probably a week and a half, 2 weeks. So, I don't know if that makes a difference in how alcohol hits you or not.
Oh
but
yeah,
I feel
for
like
sure.
It is
for sure.
And I haven't been eating as much, so I don't have all the food in there to take care of
it. Suck it up.
I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm not like hammered over here. I'm just saying.
Do you have a problem? Do you find it at all difficult to not drink whenever you want to? Like, do you ever like at the end of a day be like, God damn it, I shouldn't drink because I'm trying to be good to myself?
I've never been one to drink to get drunk.
That's true. I noticed that.
I drink because I actually just enjoy it. Like, I like beer. Like, if I won't, I'm not.
So
that's
weird.
Why I.
To me,
I'm just saying.
No, I mean that's how you're supposed to do it. It's just
So that's why I like. Well, that's why I don't drink like fucking Busch Light all day. People who drink Busch Light are trying to get drunk because they'll just drink a 30 rack.
Yeah, I know. That's me. Not with beer, but like, yeah, I'll huff fucking Lysol. I
down a fucking bottle of wine.
Yeah. There's no other excuse. Like, there's no other reason for me. It's like. When people say like, oh yeah, this like super hoppy IPA is delicious, I'm like, no, Mountain Dew is delicious.
I would take this over if this had no alcohol in it. I would still drink this over Mountain Dew.
Yeah. Well, okay, maybe now
because I like it.
Right.
I enjoy it.
And also maybe now at your age, but that's not how it started. Like when you were like,
that's fair. The first beer I drank was so I could be like, oh, so am I drunk now?
Right. Like, right. What? It's like the only purpose.
Do you remember the first beer you drank?
I remember being like 5 and my dad was sitting in this chair and there was like somebody else there and he put a beer down on the floor next to him while he was talking. And I was sitting behind the chair and I took the beer and I drank it. And then I put the empty can back or bottle next to the chair again. And then everybody thought that was hilarious. So it started young for me.
And then you became a sideshow and traveled the state.
Yep.
As the amazing beer-drinking 5-year-old.
Yeah, the hammered toddler is what was my wrestler name. Yeah. I used to go shot for shot with sailors when I was like 8. Yeah. No, I beer, I don't know. I definitely got into a beer thing. Every once in a while, I really miss beer.
I've never known you to be a beer drinker.
Yeah, I used to really like beer. I used to like Blue Moon. I used to drink so much Blue Moon. And those things are fucking 300 calories a piece. And I would drink 10 of them. And then it's not like that would be all I consume during a day. It would be like, I just had 10 beers. I've already
ate 5 cheeseburgers.
I had
half a pizza.
I had 3 horrible meals, and I'll have some ice cream before I go to bed, and then you know I'm like terribly unhealthy and everything sucks.
Yeah, no, but it's taking it back to like the dieting and shit. That's what it was, man. Like, so Kieran and I took a day off from work last week, and we had already planned on taking that day off and just kind of chilling and shit. And, like, we were like, oh, we'll order food in and shit like that, and we'll have a chill day and everything. But I had already started this diet, so I was like, oh, I'll track all the food I eat today. I know it's going to be bad. I know that. So I'm like, I know it's going to be bad, but I'll track it.
Give, like, a baseline.
Exactly, to be like, how bad is it? Dude, I didn't realize how bad the shit I eat is. So it was like... So I think that's what the tipping point was, where I was like, okay, fucking buckle down and get your shit together. So,
yeah, I find myself working out a lot just to end up eating like an asshole every day. And it's like, well, what are you doing? Because like when I'm, you know, an hour and 15 minutes into a bike ride and I'm sweating and it sucks and I'm just like, I want to be off of this thing so badly.
Mm-hmm.
But then 2 hours later, I'm eating cookies like, nah. You know, I already burned these off.
Fuck it.
Yeah. So, my brain is broken.
We bought a treadmill that's hasn't arrived yet, but we did. And I'm going to get myself a bike.
Yeah.
To like the one you got, actually. You were telling me about it. So that's what I'm going to get.
It's a good time.
Like the 120 or whatever.
I don't remember. 130 sounds right.
So I'm going to get the 170. I am going to.
Oh, we're going to splurge.
I'll pull a little bit there, yeah. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be good. I actually feel good about, like, And I feel bad because, like, Kieran had been using Weight Watchers for WW for a while, and it worked really well for her. So she's been kind of like, hey, you gotta try it. And I'm like, get off my dick. Mm-hmm. And eventually, you know, she broke me, like with any other decision we make as a couple. And so I decided I'll do it. And but now I knew that she was gonna get frustrated with how I do it.
Okay.
Because I'm tracking every little thing. I'm usually way under my points, which I know they don't suggest. They don't suggest that you go way under your points, but I'm like, I don't know. I'm fucking full. I ate all day. I'm way under my points. What's the big deal? And like, they're like, oh, just weigh yourself once a week. Like, no, I've been weighing myself like fucking every day, because even that, like, even if I lost like 0.8 pounds or 0.5 pounds, I'm like, ah, momentum. See, so it's progress. I'm seeing it. Yeah. So I can go through the rest of my day knowing, like, you know, you got to keep it up, cause that's going to add up. And yeah, so we'll see how it goes, man. I feel like, and I'll be honest with you, part of it was I hate how I look in Middletown.
Wow.
And so I like, everybody looks great. Everybody looks so fucking great in that movie, and then I feel like I look like some schlub.
Jesus.
And so I'm like, fuck, we got another one of these coming up in a few months. I want to look halfway deep. I want to feel good about it.
Yeah.
I don't want to be thinking about it while I'm trying to also act.
Yeah, you don't want to be self-conscious about it. You just want to be in the moment.
Like, yeah, like there are scenes in that movie where I know that in that moment I'm thinking more about, like, do I look all right? Am I sitting a certain way that makes me look halfway decent?
In Middletown?
Or am I? Yeah, 100%. Like, I still think I did a pretty good job. I'm not saying that, like,
did a great job.
You should be worried about that. I'm just saying that I don't know, man. I don't want to have to worry about it. I'm sick of, I'm going to feel confident. There are so many things that I think I would do more of if I was confident in the way I looked.
Like mow the lawn with your shirt off?
Yeah. For example, yes. That's just one thing.
It's just one thing.
But no, no, dude, I hate people that fucking... I hate guys that just take their... Like, I don't care if I'm fucking, weird. Like, John Cena.
It's,
you know what I'm saying?
Weird.
Like, fucking jacked and ripped and shit. Still no.
It doesn't make sense on...
Keep your fucking shirt
any
on, bro.
Level. Like, I don't...
If anything, it just makes you more slippery. Ugh. Like, I don't understand why you're doing that.
Yeah. That's not... I don't get that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to, like, I'm just, it's this shit like that. I want to wear clothes that I like.
Okay. Like,
you know what I'm saying?
Trapeze costumes.
Yeah. I want fucking a singlet. I have a singlet hanging up in my closet for years, man.
Like, I'm walking around with all this talc powder so I can keep my wrists dry, my hands ready to go.
Getting in the leather pants.
Yeah.
Fucking no, but like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I have things that, like, yeah. I don't know, like, man, I just want to dress like a normal person. I have like three pairs of pants that I cycle through because then I'm like, oh, I don't hate these, I guess.
Yeah, I know, I hear
it's you. Shit like that. It's a shit like that. Like, I don't know. And I know everybody's like, yeah, you shouldn't care, man, like, you shouldn't worry about that.
I don't think so. I think that
you're the only one who sees yourself a certain way. Everybody else might see you and not even think about it. I'm like, yeah, but
I think that's bullshit. I think it's important that you like who you are, and if being healthy changes, I mean, you should want to be healthy. I think it's a good thing. I think it's really tough. It's a really tough year for that shit. It's hard to turn comfort away in a year where nothing else can bring you comfort. There's no, mm-hmm. there's no, distraction. It's just you doing your daily routine over and over again in your house or
right.
wherever. And, you know, man, it's scary and anxiety filled and everything's been super shitty. So what do? We mm-hmm. search for comfort, and some people do it in fucking meatloaf. Some people do it in cookies. Some people do it in booze. I happen to do it in all three. So, yeah, it's hard to deny yourself that, but I don't know, maybe we're coming out of it, and maybe there's a reason to have hope. And now, I don't know, people are starting to think, like, well, shit, I'm not going to live in this house forever. I'm going to have to re-enter the world at some point. I don't want to do it looking like a bag of hot laundry. So good for you. I'm happy for you.
Yeah, man. I don't know. Like, there have been times where I've started and stopped. I've started, you know, everybody does that. Everybody starts and stops over and over again. But I don't know. This time I feel pretty good about it. I feel like it's weird because when you hit a certain point where you like hit a groove, like it's not like I wonder, like I don't wonder if I'm going to keep it up. Like I know I am. You hit that point where you're like, oh, you just have that confidence in it. They're like, oh, no, I know this is,
yeah,
this is going to work. And that's how I feel right now. And you didn't know me when I did my extreme weight loss before, but I've done it before. And I kind of, that's helping a little bit because I know there are parts that are going to be hard and there are parts that are going to be tricky, but you got to get through it. Like, when I started my senior year of college, I was like, I think I was at like 240 when I started my senior year of college, something like that. And then by May, I had gotten down to 168.
Wow.
So that was a little unhealthy, to be perfectly honest, the way I was doing that, because I was doing two-a-days at the gym. And I was eating like nothing, basically. No, I shouldn't say nothing, but I was very, very selective in what I ate. I know I'm not going to do that, but at the same time, like, so it's basically like I know it can be done.
Yeah, it's just that's not sustainable. Like, that's a level of like, you can't.
No, that was. Yeah. But I'm saying, as far as the weight loss in general, I know it can be done.
Good.
So I feel pretty good about it. I'm feeling good.
I am the prize, bro. You got like a goal weight and all that shit, or is just kind of?
I don't know, man. Because I feel like, I feel like I don't look like as much as I weigh. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like when I started this thing, I was at 242.
Really?
No, exactly. I don't think I look like I weigh 242.
Not at all.
But I do. So it's hard for me to say like.
Well, you got muscle mass too. You were a bodybuilder for a while, so I'm sure some of that's still there.
Well, I've always been like a
stocky boy.
Exactly. Like, even when if I lose a bunch of weight, I'm going to have a big chest. I'm going to have big shoulders.
Yeah.
That's just, that's my build, and I recognize that. You know what I mean? Like,
it's your hot body, bro.
It's what it is. Nothing I can do about it. Mm-hmm. God delivered. I signed for it. You know what I'm saying?
Ladies.
But yeah, man, I don't know. So I, you know, you have to recognize things like that. I mean, like, I will never not have a large fucking chest,
right,
and shoulders.
Right.
I get that. That is literally the shape of my body. And that's fine. I want to put a pair of pants on and feel good about it. That's more of what I'm concerned with.
Well, that's exciting. It's big changes. That's great. I'm happy for you. Did you buy the snacks?
Army
and
Hammer,
stuff?
Man, is a real piece of shit.
Now, like, yeah, you know who's not on a diet? Army Hammer.
What did you say? I didn't.
Oh, I asked if you bought like all the snacks and all that. Did you like do the whole?
No, because then I'll just want to eat all the little. I don't. I'm not a snack person. I've never been a snacker. You know what I'm saying? My problem is portions. Like, I will, when I eat a meal, I will eat a fucking big meal.
Yeah. Lay it down.
Like, you've had pizza with me, dude. I'll eat half a pizza.
I feel like you have, like, two slices. I think that's, like, a normal amount of pizza.
Sure, but, like, you know how it is. We'd go down to the pizza place by the office there, and the guy would hook us up. He'd be like, hey, I'm closing for the night. Here's five extra slices. And you'd be like, no, you don't have to do that. And I'd be like, no, I'll take it. That's fine. I'll take care of that.
Yeah, probably should. Just gonna.
I know you're just going to toss it anyway.
Just going to go in the garbage, well. Yeah.
That's the shit I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I've never been one to be like, oh, let me just pick at this fucking, like, candy bar. Or let me, like, grab this bag of chips. Now, don't get me wrong. If I do eat a bag of chips, I'll eat that whole fucking bag. And that's the problem. You know what I'm saying? On the off chance that I'll, like, go to the grocery store and actually buy, like, a bag of Doritos or something, whole bag.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, okay, this is a one-day affair. Like, this bag, this party bag of Doritos will be gone today.
What about, like, sweet stuff? How are you fair with that?
Like, cookies and shit?
Yeah. Ice cream, cookies, candy.
I do like ice cream. Mm. Big fan. Ben and Jerry's is my jam. But this is another thing. It's not like it's an all the time thing. However, when I do go get some ice cream, I want all of the ice cream. Yeah. like, I don't understand. A pint. The pint of ice cream was the worst thing that's ever happened to society, because the pint is just enough that you can totally clean off that whole thing and not think twice about it, but it's way more ice cream than you should be eating as a human being.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you ever read the back of that Ben and Jerry's carton?
Yeah, but I ate it anyway.
It's like nuclear war back there. It's exactly. It's, yeah. I'm weird with ice cream. Like, I'll have like 2 spoonfuls of ice cream and I just stick it back in the freezer. Like, I can pull the taffy on a pint of ice cream. I can make it last.
Yeah, no, I can't, dude. Like, especially there are like ones that I like really fucking like, man. Like, I.
But I'm not like that with cookies. I'm like a maniac. My girlfriend's dad stopped by yesterday and dropped off cookies on the porch, and they're those like. I don't know what they're called, but like they're like kind of like soft sugar cookies, but on the top it's just fudge, like thick, mm-hmm. like thick, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I got you.
I can't stay away from them. I think about them all day. When I'm not eating them, I think about them. There's only 12 in the whole box. I can't stop thinking about them. And then last night for fun, I looked and they're like 270 calories a piece.
A piece?
Yeah.
So you could justify one. But after that,
yeah, I'm not stopping at one, you know.
Yeah, I hear you.
And that's not the only thing I'm eating all day. That's the other thing. That last night for dinner, I had a plate of eggplant, parm, and angel hair pasta that was probably like the size of a legal pad of paper. It was so much food. It was like 5 inches high, and I put it on the plate, and I was like, "There's no way I'm going to eat all this." Oh yeah, I ate it all without even looking at the plate. Like,
didn't even think twice.
Yeah, we were watching a movie, and then I just heard the sound of like chink, the fork just not having any more food to hit. I'm like, oh my God, I'm a monster. I would be the most deadly werewolf in the history of the world.
Or zombie.
Yeah. My body count would be astronomical.
Like, did you ever eat a whole human? Like, oh, you really shouldn't.
Dude.
Yeah. You really shouldn't, but you know, it's just enough for me. Yeah, there's really put back one whole person.
Legend. Jay Leonard went over to a preschool once, took out a whole class. I mean, they're bite size, right? So it seems like you're just popping them in. Yeah,
you don't realize it. You'd be better off just eating the teacher and leaving.
That's it. And satiate, you know, even that's too much. But a lot of sodium in them and the little guys.
Don't beat yourself up, though, man.
So bad.
You're controlled by a hunger that none of us can understand.
Yeah, that's goddamn. It's hard. Self-control is hard. I had it for a minute. I learned this technique of like just chill out, just take a step back and just chill. Like, I didn't drink for like a year and a half, something like that. And I remember kind of getting into the groove of it and saying like, okay, so it's just about slowing everything down, like a fucking lizard going into the dirt for the winter, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, just stop, take a second, and let the feeling pass, and you'll just slow everything down. And I kind of applied that to everything, and I was a way happier person. Mm-hmm. But slowly over time, it just wore me down, and like, you know, you make excuses like, why can't I just enjoy my life? You know, and then you're celebrating things like, oh, yeah. We just finished. Oh, hey, we had a really good day on set. Or, hey, we finished the movie. And then that becomes, you know, it's fucking Wednesday. It's the middle of the week. We may as well just do this. And then, I, you know, it's just fucking.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, oh, I had a tough day at work today. Oh, let me just pick up. You know, I'm going to pick up some pizza. You know, I had a long day.
I don't feel like cooking. Nobody feels like that. So why don't we just get way too much Chinese food?
Right.
Yeah.
Pints on pints on pints.
Son. Why don't I just go spend $1.50 at the sushi place, you know, on me?
Right.
And just give myself mercury.
Oh, that's easy.
Oh, my God. I ate myself.
Sushi fucked me up.
It did? Or it will?
No, I'm saying it can on occasion. Like, I will.
Bad.
Obliterate a sushi order.
Sean, I ate myself into a panic attack with sushi a couple weeks ago. Like, a straight up. I ate so much, I had a fucking panic attack. I was sitting on the couch and couldn't breathe. I was like, oh my God, I ate too much. Yeah. Like, my heart was pounding in my chest, and it was the amount of food I ate.
Dude, yeah, I'm realizing that, like, so do you remember a couple of years back, it was like, oh no, it was it was August 2019 when I went to the hospital.
Yeah.
Yeah. You were kind enough to come see me. I really appreciated that.
Kind enough. Yeah.
Well, was it more of a guilt thing where it's like, well, look, if he dies, I don't want to be, you know, I don't want to say I didn't go see him.
No, it was contractually obligated by the Hardon Corporation to go and.
Oh, I didn't realize that was in your contract. I apologize.
It's in yours, too. If you look, when I go, you have to.
Shit. Yeah. Oh, okay. It's good to know, because if anything happens to you. Yeah. But anyway, I'm coming to realize that the chest pain that I was feeling in that moment. And if you're not sure what I'm talking about, go back to August 2019 on the episodes guide, and you'll find the episode where I talk about when I was in the hospital for a weekend. Totally fine. Nothing's wrong. But I am finding out that chest pain, I think, was literally from, like, if I overeat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What we call a titty attack in the fat guy world. So that's...
Oh, that's a thing. Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah.
Sean went to the hospital for a common titty attack.
A large orderly in the corner was like, oh, I know what this is. Yeah, well, I mean, I noticed that if I... It's things that, like carby things, dude. Like, I feel like a fucking... stupid middle-aged asshole having this even having this conversation, but like if I eat like a fucking bready sandwich,
yeah,
and I'm like, oh, I'm gonna get this pain and it's gonna suck.
The pain's coming, but man, it's worth it. Dad, your gout's gonna act up. Shut up.
Can't even form words. But yeah, I don't know, like I'm coming to realize that I think that was part of it.
Uh-huh.
That whenever I feel like that feeling, it's like, oh, I also just ate a large meal. Uh-huh. So that's probably part of the problem. But yeah, I don't know, man. Like I that was my biggest thing. Like I would tell myself, like, aren't you just sick of like just feeling like crap? I don't even mean like how much I weigh and like how clothes fit, because I have clothes that fit. It's not like, you know what I mean? It's just that, like, aren't you sick of feeling like garbage after you eat?
Right.
That was the thing, man. And it was like, man, I was like, oh, you'd have a great meal that lasts 10 minutes. But then you spend the rest of the night feeling like garbage.
That's the one, like, thing that doesn't get... I wish I had that. I'm envious that you do, because I've never felt that way. Like when people say exactly that, like, well, when you eat better, you feel better. I don't know, man. I haven't eaten red meat, pork, or anything in like 5 years. I don't feel any different, but I talk to people all the time who are like, oh, it changed my life. I'm like, I don't feel different at all. There's nothing that, you know, if I go on, you know, a 2 week run where it's just grilled chicken and lettuce and stuff, I don't feel any different. I physically, and I don't know if that's because like, I'm just so far gone that I can't feel the difference, or if same thing with boozing, right? Like, don't you feel better? You know, it's, you know, blah, blah. No, I don't. I don't feel better. In fact, for the first couple of weeks, I feel worse. Everything, like my head gets all cloudy and weird, and I hate it. And then after that, I feel normal again. But I don't feel like this giant like lift of clarity where so there's no positive reinforcement for me to do anything good.
Right.
You know, nothing feels as good as a cookie tastes. That's the problem with me. God damn, the cookies are good.
Yeah. I will say, though, like, this past week, I was just, like, at night, I would be, like, because I'm kind of used to coming home. If I'll either, one of my biggest things is I'll order lunch, which I shouldn't do. You know what I'm saying? Ordering lunch out. Because I'll be like, oh, I didn't bring my lunch today. Oh, I'll just fucking grab something from the deli or from the whatever. You know what I mean? And that was, like, phase one. But, like, if I ate some like bullshit stuff just coming home feeling like complete garbage, you know what I mean, and be like, well, this is just me now, and this is me for the night. Or the other way, like I would just skip lunch and eat a big ass fucking dinner,
yeah,
and then go to bed feeling like crap. And then I don't know,
that's that intermittent fasting shit, like everybody talks about the positives of it, but I'm telling you, dude, I've been doing it for almost a year, and I think it's not working. I'm so hungry when I finally do eat that I eat like I'm on death row. And then then we just start the clock again. So what's the value in that? Is everything okay?
Yeah.
You're freaking me out.
Kieran's here.
Oh, okay. I was just...
Hey, girl.
Hey.
Do you want to come say hi on the podcast?
No.
No? Okay.
No, thank you.
Oh, she said no, thank you. Not just no, no, thank you.
It's because she's a lady, Sean. She doesn't want to be
right. She's a proper woman.
She doesn't want to be
a proper
involved
lady.
In this fucking tomfoolery.
No, not one bit. And I completely understand that.
Yeah, good, good. Well, I mean, hey, man, this is all very exciting. I'm happy for you. I'm excited for you. I'm excited to watch the progress. And
thanks.
And,
yeah, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
And then the longer this, pandemic goes, the longer we'll have before I have to shoot this scene that I'm in.
It's gonna
be a movie, and we'll see how
it's gonna be like a debutante ball, like we're gonna announce you as a woman. Like, and now, right. Ladies and gentlemen, the new Sean Barnes. And you come in all svelte and shit. People are gonna be like, oh my god, look at him.
Who is this?
Oh, I wanna dance with him. My lord. Yeah, I can't wait. It'll be good. It'll be good. Cool. All right, man. Well, hey, look. If we did take out all of the shit talking you did, I think we're still right around an hour. I mean, it was vitriolic what you said. Real dark. So I think it was for the best that we removed it, just for the safety of us and our families.
Sure. I think that's fine. I think putting that statement in there confirms that we will be removing it from the episode. And I think at the very least, if I get attacked, they'll at least have to take 2 seconds to question what I said as opposed to just already knowing what I said.
Yeah.
And then at that point, we can have a lovely conversation as opposed to them just murdering me.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what they're known for.
So I think that's good. That's good. And I know we started talking about cannibalism, but...
Are you making notes? I feel like you're taking notes. Cannibalism.
I'm really... Well, like, if there's a pen in front of me, I fidget with it. And I'm sorry. I'm not ignoring you one bit. I just have a bad habit of, when I'm, like, if there's a pen and a piece of paper in front of me, just, like...
You doodle.
I can't help it. But it's right here, so...
I felt like we were at the...
I need to have my notes for Dungeons & Dragons.
Oh, boy.
For when I play Dungeons & Dragons.
All right.
Which I know you've already mocked me for,
no.
And I'm totally fine with.
No, it's fine. No, it's good. I'm happy for you.
Listen, as a man who I know damn well, mm-hmm. likes to pretend he's a genteel southern lawyer when he plays Clue, I know for a fact that you would enjoy playing Dungeons & Dragons.
Could I play as a genteel southern lawyer?
100%.
That's intriguing.
If you created a character based on that, you could absolutely make that.
Your Honor!
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy. Wow.
Yeah.
You've piqued my interest.
Exactly. I know the real you, Jay, and it tears you up inside.
It does. It does. I've come too close. All right, Sean. You want to bring this fucker home?
Yeah. Hey, I have a feeling this is going to be a short episode, but I'm okay with it. Because I spoke my truth, as people say.
It's my truth.
Yeah. If I can speak my truth for a moment, I'd like to say that this was really good for me.
It was really good for me, too, babe.